Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Outside Edge Cricket Podcast. I'm your host, Rudra, and it has been a long time coming. It's been exactly 1 year since I recorded the last episode. And yeah, we're back. We're back talking about cricket. A lot has happened between last year and this time. We obviously had the IPL season. We had the Test series after that. We lost the World Test Championship against Australia. And then there was the World Cup in India, where India looked like they were going to win it until the end. Lost to Australia once again in the finals. And now we are playing England at home in the Test Match series. That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. But yes, we've got a lot to catch up on. So let's just get started. So the Test series against England started on the 25th of January. Three tests have already gone by. India are currently leading the series 2-1, and the series is expected to go on till, I think, about the first or the second week of March, after which we're going to have our IPL season. So let's just do a preview of the series and how both teams came into the series. India obviously came into the series with a big loss. Virat Kohli was going to miss the first two test matches. And eventually, obviously, the news has come in that he is going to miss the remainder of the series as well. Obviously, expecting his second child, or maybe not, according to AB de Villiers. But big blow for India over there. After the first test match, India lost KL Rahul through an injury. Obviously, there are players like Suryakumar Yadav who aren't playing this test series due to an injury once again. And it's a good thing. I mean, the big news also was that Ajinkya Rahane and Chiteshwar Pujara had not been selected for this test series. And players like Sarfaraz Khan, Rajat Patidar, KS Bharat, all of these players have been given a chance. Also, not to mention, obviously, Rishabh Pant missing out on cricket this past year. So there are a lot of players who would have been in the team that are not right now. But it's good because India's team looks completely different with Yashasvi Jaiswal opening the innings, Sarfaraz Khan, KS Bharat, all these guys coming in the middle order. It's really that transition phase that India has been needing for it. Long, long time. And it seems like a good series because you have players like Rohit Sharma, Bumrah, Ashwin, Jadeja, all these experienced players on one hand who can support and look after the new and young players that are coming into the series. Moving on to England, I mean, England came into the series with, I think, the best team that they could have on the pitch. I mean, Zach Crawley, Ben Duckett opening the innings, Joe Root, Johnny Bairstow, Ben Stokes, Ben Foulkes, all of these guys in the middle order. And then something really interesting that England have picked four or five spinners in their squad this time. They have Rehan Ahmed, Tom Hartley, Jack Leach. They have that new spinner. So I think, and obviously they have Joe Root who can come in and bowl. So in each of the matches that they've played England, they've played at least two proper spinners or even three. And alongside Joe Root, this was something that they did not do in the series that they played in India 2 or 3 years back where they lost 4-1. And I mean, it's great to see teams adapting to the conditions in India instead of complaining about it. So England actually looked very balanced coming into the series. And it was all going to come down to their batting lineup and how they're able to play against the Indian spinners. Also, a lot of talk about baseball before the series started. You could see, I think it was Ben Stokes and Johnny Bairstow and all of these guys coming out in the media and talking about how baseball might be a part of the series. And then you could see some players on India's side as well who were coming out and saying that they would love to see some baseball as it would make the series interesting. And so it was good to see the series spicing up like that, especially because Kohli was not there. And so the entire hype about Kohli versus Anderson rivalry was dead. And it's good to see these new young players come in and keep Test cricket alive. Talking about the first test, it happened in Hyderabad, where England were batting first. They got out for a decent total of 246, which seemed a little under par. And India got 436 in the first innings, where Yashasvi Jaiswal started his dream run in the series. He got 80 runs in that match, along with KL Rahul, who got 86 and unfortunately got injured after that. Some contributions from Akshar Patel and Shikhar Bharat as well. Jadeja and Ashwin were the standout bowlers for India in the first innings with 3 wickets each. Akshar Patel with 2 wickets. But then England came back in the second innings. I mean, I don't think anyone expected England to score 420 in the second innings, especially because I don't think England has scored more than 400 runs in India in the past 5 or 6 years. And so this was something that no one saw coming. And they set India a good target of, I think, 230. And then India were just bowled out for 202. It was a close game. They lost the game by 28 runs, but the game was long lost because you see India's batting lineup. Nobody got a half century. Rohit Sharma was the top scorer with 39 runs. Bharat and Ashwin tried to save India towards the end with 28 each, but that was just not enough. And we lost the first game by 28 runs, which was a big shock because there were a lot of people who were saying that they were expecting India to win the series 5-0, as everyone is anytime any team plays against India in India. So I think this test match was obviously a big setback for India, because they just didn't see it coming. Moving on to the second test, obviously India, with changes in their playing 11, Rajat Patidar came in for KL Rahul, Kuldeep Yadav and Mukesh Kumar came in for Akshar Patel and Mohammad Siraj. England made some changes as well. They brought in Shoaib Bashir, the new young spinner, and Jimmy Anderson came back into the side. This match was happening in Vishakhapatnam. I think India won the toss and they elected to bat first. And then once again, Yashasvi Jaiswal, I mean, 209. He's playing his first proper test series for India. And the way he's performing, I mean, there's just something to talk about, because I don't think I remember any player who has performed in the, not just scoring these many runs, but the way he's scoring them. I don't remember seeing any player do that for India in the past 10 years. And so, I mean, yeah, the future seems bright for India. India scored 396, England 253 all out, Zach Crawley with a good innings of 76, Ben Stokes. That's the thing about Ben Stokes, right? Ben Stokes has been performing on and off in this series. He scores 50s, 70s, but again, he's just not able to get the team over the line as they're expected to. India in the second innings, 255 thanks to Shubman Gill, who scored a century. The game could have been much, much worse for India, and they could have been down 2-0 if not for Shubman Gill and Akshar Patel coming in and contributing those important runs. And then England just collapsed. I mean, not collapsed, but after their openers got them to a good start, Zach Crawley again with 73 runs, really good innings. After that, they just collapsed. They weren't able to keep through, and they lost the game by 106 runs. And I mean, that's the thing about test series in India, right? Once you give India the momentum that they need, it's very, very tough to stop them. And we saw that in the third test match, where India absolutely destroyed England. They won the test match by 434 runs, which is their biggest ever win in the history of playing test matches. And once again, Yashasvi Jaiswal, 200 not out. First innings, Rohit Sharma and Jadeja with centuries. Jaiswal taking over in the second innings. Siraj was brilliant in the first innings, took 4 wickets. Second innings, Jadeja with a fiver, and deservedly the man of the match. I mean, England just looked like they were out of the game. Their highest score in the second innings was 33 runs, which was scored by Mark Wood. And I think that just tells the story. I mean, England could have been all out for like 70 or 80 runs if Mark Wood hadn't come in. So I think the series is poised really nicely now, because you're seeing players that are coming out and saying that England could win the series 3-2. There are former players who are coming in and saying that this series will be closer than it actually looks like. So you just don't know what's going to happen. I don't see any teams making a lot of changes for the next match. Maybe England could look to play another spinner. Just try things out. But yeah, no major changes unless there are any injuries in either teams. Also forgot to mention Sarfaraz Khan playing his first test match for India. It was absolutely dreadful the way he got run out in the first innings. I mean, he was playing at a run of ball 64, 66, whatever that was, and it just didn't look like he was going to stop. And then again, getting, I think, a 60 not out in the second innings when India declared the innings. So getting those 120, 130 runs in this first test match, absolutely brilliant. I mean, he looks like a player who's been playing for so many years. And it's good to see because he has the backing of the captain, obviously, Rohit Sharma from Mumbai, and looks like he's going to go a long way in this series. What's interesting to me so far in this test series is that England have not played like they usually do in India. They are actually looking to score runs, and they have players who look more confident than they've been in the past. And if England can continue doing that and stop these partnerships that India have in these innings, if they can take wickets at regular intervals, I think England really have a chance at maybe equaling or drawing, at least drawing this test series. The next test match is supposed to be played in Ranchi. Now, Ranchi is supposed to be a ground where a lot of runs are scored. Whatever team wins the toss, they will look to bat first and pile up runs. The last two test matches India have played here, they won against South Africa, where they gave them a follow-on and won by an innings and I think 100 runs. And then there was a game against Australia that was drawn. There were like 600 runs scored by Australia in the first innings, and then India scored 450. It was something like that, and then the match ended up being a draw. So yeah, you can expect a lot of runs in this test match, and maybe also looking at this, teams could look to play a fast bowler instead of a spinner. Maybe England can play another fast bowler instead of Rehan Ahmed or one of their spinners. And yeah, it's going to be really interesting. The only weak link that I see in both teams is maybe their lower order batsmen. For India, Rajat Patidar has not been doing great. And for England, they have Ben Foulkes and one or two of their guys who aren't scoring a lot of runs. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the test series pans out. I think that's it for like the preview of the series and what's to come. I'm going to be back soon after the next test match and so on. And hopefully, I'm able to invite a few of our friends who've been on this podcast before and maybe some new members who can come and talk about the series and then further on about the IPL. I'm also really excited to do a preview of all IPL teams this season. There's been a big auction that happened in December, a lot of changes in many of the teams, and it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. So, yeah, stay tuned for all of that. Thank you for listening to this, and until next time, thank you and goodbye.